It is easy, especially during expensive seasons of life, to let personal needs shape expectations about income. Bills rise, responsibilities multiply, unexpected costs appear. In those moments, the thought naturally follows, I need to earn more. While that feeling is human and understandable, it can subtly drift into a dangerous mindset, the belief that need alone justifies higher pay. But the marketplace does not compensate based on personal need. It compensates based on value created. There is an important distinction between need and value. Need is internal. Value is external. Need says, my life requires more resources. Value says, I solve problems that matter to others. The first centers on circumstance. The second centers on contribution. When we confuse the two, we risk sliding into entitlement, the idea that because our expenses are high or our responsibilities heavy, someone owes us more. In reality, income is rarely determined by the size of one's bills. It is determined by the size, rarity, and impact of the problems one can solve. Employers, clients, and customers exchange money for solutions. They pay for efficiency, expertise, creativity, reliability, and results. The marketplace rewards those who reduce pain, increase profit, save time, or create opportunity. This perspective can feel harsh at first. It may seem unsympathetic to say that people do not owe you because you have a need. But it is also empowering. If compensation were based on need, you would be dependent on the awareness or generosity of others. When compensation is based on value, you have agency. You can grow your skills. You can increase your usefulness. You can learn to solve bigger problems. There is nothing wrong with others assisting you during difficult times. Support from friends, family, or community can be a tremendous gift. But it is important to recognize it as a gift, not an entitlement. Gratitude preserves dignity. Entitlement erodes it. When assistance is viewed as owed, relationships strain. When it is viewed as generosity, trust strengthens. The most productive question during financially demanding seasons is not, why am I not paid more, but rather, how can I create more value? This shift moves thinking from complaint to strategy. It invites growth. Perhaps it means learning a new skill that increases your leverage. Perhaps it means improving communication, leadership, or technical ability. Perhaps it means identifying unmet needs in your market and positioning yourself to meet them. The marketplace is not perfect, but it is responsive. When you consistently create measurable value, opportunities expand, reputation builds, demand increases, and with demand comes greater compensation. This process requires patience and discipline, but it rests on something solid: contribution. Life may indeed be expensive, pressures may be real, but sustainable income flows from usefulness, not urgency. The more you focus on becoming someone who solves meaningful problems, the less you depend on the hope that others will recognize your need. Ultimately, shifting from a need-based mindset to a value-based mindset restores both control and confidence. Instead of waiting to be paid because you require more, you build the capacity to earn because you offer more. And in that shift, entitlement fades, replaced by growth, purpose, and earned reward.